or they try to.
Check. 1, 2, the wait is over, man. The dynamic duo is back in the game. Back in full effect, man. Big Mike, Almighty Triple X Shell, the Fat Maxter, and Tony Maceo, Tony Dreamer, Nigga Fucius, Zato Ichi, Magneto. I know. I'm like, ah, damn, nigga, stick with an alias. Stick with a superhero name or something, man. You know what I'm saying? Just all depend on our mood. You know what I'm saying? Just all depend on our mood. You know what I mean? I've been going by Professor X lately, man. But you know what I mean? It's like, yeah, the wait is over, man. You know, y'all can stop emailing me about a collab or collaboration with my player partner, man. You know, the wait is over. So before I go ahead and do that, I want to say, I want to give a shout out to RH. RH, appreciate you, man. Going ahead, throwing a brother some help, man. You know what I mean? On the donation tip. What'd you say, Tony?
I said, absolutely. Give him a shout out. He deserves a shout out.
No doubt, man. Shit, man. So, I don't even have to really go ahead and, you know, talk about, well, I don't know, you might want to go ahead and do that, man, you know, hit motherfuckers up with your Patreon or whatever, you know what I mean, but I've been doing so swell lately, you know, I feel I might just spare the brothers, you know what I mean, I've been doing swell with the Patreon and the PayPal, man, so I don't know, you want to pay the bills first?
Yeah, you can hit me up. My PayPal is wayofstrategy44@gmail.com. wayofstrategy44@gmail.com. The website is down right now. There's some logistical problems. Digital errors, technical errors, technical difficulties. So the website is down right now, but wayofstrategy44.com, wayofstrategy44.com. And my Patreon is Power of Strategies at Patreon. Patreon. There you go.
There we go. Okay, now that that's out the way, we're going to have to go ahead and get in the time machine, man. And I don't know, bro. How many days ago was that when we did the live stream, bro, with you and Brother Obsidian? How long ago was that?
Man, that had to be like 2 weeks ago.
About 2 weeks? Okay, all right. About 2 weeks ago. All right, well, this is what I got to do. You know, I don't know if you've heard any blowback or backlash from that stream or whatever, but I just had like two idiots on the email tip, man. First of all, let me go backwards even more. All right, because Katz is always asking me, how come you're not on any live streams or how come you're not on any hangouts? Because, you know, Brother O'Shea, you know, used to have me on there all the time. You know what I mean? He used to send me invites. And he still does send me invites, man. But just, bruh, you know me. I require order and structure. You know what I mean? I don't like a lot of nigga shit. I like a little nigga shit, but not a lot of nigga. You know what I'm saying? So when you got a whole bunch of niggas on a platform, and, you know, you get some cats, man, that... I mean, I hope I don't hurt anybody's feelings or step on some toes, but it seemed like some of these niggas, man, they don't have anyone to pay them any attention in real life. You know what I mean? So it's just like they just want to talk and talk, and they just don't want to shut the fuck up. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? That shit kind of, that's a pet peeve of mine. That irritates the shit out of me, man, when a nigga won't even let you talk. You know, he don't have the self-discipline, you know, to let you finish, you know, the point that you're trying to make. And then he acting like a woman. He just talking all over you, man. So that's a serious pet peeve of mine. And I do not like platforms, man, hangouts where it's 1,000 niggas. You know what I'm saying?
Or the nigga can't stay on point and argue a simple point on the topic. He got to take it somewhere else. Case in point, I was on one with O'Shea. And Taz, we were talking about the Farrakhan band from Facebook, Information Man, Gab, Talk Media, Super Sly, myself, and some other people.
Right.
And Taz was just on there bitch ass nigga, you a fraud. And I had to become childish with him.
Okay.
In order to get him to shut up.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I just, that's what I had to do to him to get him to shut up.
Alright.
You see what I'm saying? Because it was about, it wasn't even about the topic, it was about he was just a nigga that wanted his way. You know, being emotional. He's one of these niggas that want people to prostrate and bow down to him.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying? His thing is he's one of these, like I said before, one of these respect my gangster niggas.
All right.
You know, respect my gangster. You know, he wants respect, but he's the first one to disrespect somebody.
All right.
And so he came on there. It was a bunch of us. And it just we couldn't even have a real discussion about the facts. I mean, Super Sly was just funny as hell. He's just funny. He's a jokester, you know. Mm-hmm. He has a point and a disagreement. You can halfway have a conversation with him.
Oh, right.
But you can't have a conversation with Taz. You just can't. Mm-hmm. And so when you on hangouts like that with niggas like that, you don't, it's going to instantly become a whole lot of niggardry, because what he trying to do is ball rub.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he wants you to do is bow down. He trying to ball rub and humiliate you and shit, and then talks like, you know, tries to talk over you, talking all loud and shit. You know, it's just, it's too much nigga shit. A little nigga shit is good, but too much nigga shit, that's, you know, I can't do all that shit.
Okay.
So that's why a lot of times, you know, because he'll send me some, and it's some that I really, you know, I'm really wanting to jump on. I'd be really wanting to get on him, but 10 or 11 niggas at a time. And then, you know, you got to go around. You can't reply like you want to.
Yeah.
Mm. And then again, if you got niggas on there that's just disruptive and, you know, they're just, I mean, like you said, like women. Act like women.
Right.
You know, it's no point. But then again, that gets him. When that shit happens, that you ought to see that chat crawl. That shit start exploding.
Exactly. Yeah.
The views start jumping up because niggas want niggatry.
Mm-hmm.
Niggas love niggardry. We can do a little niggardry over here, but the niggardry we do over here is strategic.
Right.
You know, it's methodical. But over there, it's unbridled niggardry.
Unbridled.
So niggas love unbridled niggardry, you know.
Mm.
And even when he's trying to be serious, like if he does some serious, he'll always get good numbers.
Mm-hmm.
He gets good numbers, but never anything close to when there's some niggardry and some arguing going on.
Mm-hmm. Right.
See what I'm saying? You got 10, 11 niggas arguing, and that disrupts the thinking. That disrupts my thinking process when I got 10, 11 niggas talking at the same, or 3 or 4 niggas talking at the same time. And you can't do all that.
Yeah, you know, when it come to O'Shea, you know, I would, what's that shit he do? You know, I guess the Sunday Rumble, he'll have the lead off cat, you know what I mean? Whoever he has on, I'll sit and watch that or listen to that. You know what I mean? When it's just him. And, you know, the leadoff dude, you know, I can rock with that. You know what I'm saying? Or when O'Shea does his solo thing, I can fuck with that, man. But that 10, 12 nigga panel shit, man, I can't fuck with that shit, man. But that's basically, you know, what we're getting into right here when we had the Obsidian Tony Maceo discussion / debate, right? We had, I'm going to have to give y'all, hey, by the numbers, man, I'm gonna have to go ahead and give y'all a timeline of events of what happened, because like I said, I've been quizzed and questioned on this several times since it's happened. Angry Man made a spectacular appearance on the Max City Limits radio show live stream. He made an appearance, man, so check this shit out. Me and Tony, we trying to get the joint popping, man. We trying to get the live stream popping. Obsidian, he's there. Tony's there. I'm trying to get the sound and the audio right. Sound and the audio is not right. You know, I'm getting all sorts of feedback, and I'm thinking it's on my end, right? Angry Man, he's in the chat, and he's trying to school us. He's like, hey, yo, this is what's happening. Do this, that, and that, and the other, and that should fix it, right? So I'm doing this, that, and the other, and it's not fixing it. Right, so through trial and error, we finally figured out it wasn't me and it wasn't Tony, but it was Obsidian. I guess he had his shit on, and you know, he was causing the feedback pretty much what was happening. So what that caused me to do right before we even found out it was Obsidian that had the feedback. I had left my laptop and I went to my bedroom with my tablet. You know what I mean? Because I was planning on moderating the chat from my laptop in my living room, but the closer I got to my laptop, the more feedback I was getting because I couldn't figure out why I was getting the feedback, thinking it was me. So, like I said, I left my laptop because I was thinking that something's going on with my laptop, where each time I get close to it with my phone or my tablet or whatever, it just, you know, I'm getting all sorts of feedback, right? So, I'm in the bedroom with my tablet. We finally figure out it's Obsidian. And I'm no longer at my laptop, so I cannot see the chat. I'm not paying attention to the chat. I don't really give two fucks about the chat, because I want to hear what Obsidian got to say, and I want to hear what my boy Tony got to say. You know what I'm saying? So we only had one moderator, and that's my boy Vector. Vector had a wrench. Now, once again, this is really only our second live stream. You know what I'm, well, actually, technically, it's our third, but this year, it's like our second, because we just now getting up and running again. So, boy, oh boy, here come the nigga shit. So, I had no idea what was going on. I don't know how far we get into the discussion or the debate when all of a sudden we start hearing rumblings in the chat room about Angry Man has been blocked, or he's been banned, or he's been timed out, or whatever the fuck. I don't know. Do you remember what how long it took for that to happen?
Well, it took a while. Somebody they kept saying unblock Angry Man.
Right.
And I said, well, I didn't block Angry Man. I'm just here talking. I'm not at the controls.
Right. Right.
And so what happened is that they kept saying Angry Man was blocked. So then I actually saw him in the chat room, and I said, look, don't block Angry Man. Don't block Angry Man. And so they kept saying, I'm like, how is he blocked? And I'm seeing him.
Mm-hmm.
And then Angry, what I understand, because I know Angry Man has, I think he has two or three different accounts or something like
right.
that. Right. But what I saw him in the chat room, so I didn't think he was blocked any longer. But then I wasn't seeing him again.
Mm-hmm.
And so they just kept saying, you know, he's blocked. And I just kept saying, don't block him.
Mm-hmm.
And so the next thing I know, I ain't paying attention to the chat because I'm not at the control board.
Right.
I got my headphones on and I'm, you know, spitting.
Mm-hmm.
And so I do look at the chat room and I look back at the chat room. They said, Angry Man is on live going in ham on y'all. I'm like, what the fuck happened? Going in ham? We didn't do anything to him. I watched, and then somebody said, well, he's not going in ham on you. He's going in ham on the fact that he's blocked. And I didn't know he was blocked because I actually saw, but come to find out, that was his other
account.
That was his other account.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I'm like, why? I mean, damn, we having a debate. How did I get in a beef? I ain't do shit. How I get in a beef and I'm in a debate? You see what I'm saying? And so then, you know, when he came in, he said, well, y'all need to pay attention to your chat. I'm like, well,
wait. Let's hold on, let me dial it back a little bit. Because before all of that happened, Vector actually called me and he was like, ah, man, he tripping, man. You know, ain't nobody block him, man. I just timed him out. And then I was like, well, nigga, why did you time him out? And he didn't really give me no good answer about why he was timed out. I was like, nigga. And then it just struck me because I remember, I don't know, about a year ago, he said that he had some sort of drama or beef with Angry Man, and I never really inquired, you know, what it was and shit, but say what?
I didn't even know that.
Yeah, you know, but Angry Man, he expounded on it when he basically got into the live stream. He said they had some sort of run-in on BGS's one of BGS's live streams or something. I don't even know what it was about and shit, man. But I was just like, well, I mean, what's going on, man? So it would just appear that Vector was on some petty shit, and he just said, fuck you, Angry Man, and just blocked him for no reason. Now, number two, he said he timed him out, but he neglected to say that he actually blocked his first account. Yeah, he, you know, Vector, he He said he timed him out, which I guess he did actually time out his second or his third account or whatever, but he neglected to basically say, yeah, he blocked him. You know what I mean? And with the proof was right there, because when Angry Man got on the stream, he basically showed me how to go into my settings and see who was blocked and whatever and shit. And I'm like, Vector, man, come on, dog. Come on, man. You can't be making your beefs our beefs, partner, man. You know what I'm saying? Hey, understand this. Vector is my partner. You know what I'm saying? Vector, I mean, Mac City all day, every day, been rocking with us for years, man. But, nigga, come on, man. We trying to have a serious discussion. And this nigga, he playing games, you know, fucking with Angry Man. And so what I was getting, you know, niggas was like coming at me, talking about, how you gonna let Angry Man punk you, letting him on the stream? And I was like, where is this goofy shit coming from? Because it was funny, right? Because I guess all of his soldiers, his dark army, what them niggas called? The Black Order? Yeah, yeah. I said the Dark Army. Yeah, them niggas better start flooding the chat and shit. I'm like, what the fuck is going on with this chat, man? It was moving 100 miles an hour. I'm like, man, what? And see, and this is why, you know, I love the podcast format. You know what I mean? Doing this live stream shit leaves you open to just insurmountable odds of nigga shit, man. You know what I mean? We trying to have just a reasonable, rational discussion, and it just spins out of control. You know what I mean? We got motherfuckers got vendettas and grudges from years back. You know what I mean? Motherfuckers having not flag wars, but you know what I'm talking about. Niggas banning each other and timing each other out and shit. Now, I sent Angry Man a email, right? And I basically apologized to him, and I said, you know, next time you come to the spot, you know, if you ever do come back, like, I'll give you a wrench. You know what I mean? Because I felt bad about it, because unbeknownst to me, I had no idea that he was actually promoting the live stream.
I didn't either.
Yeah, I didn't know that. He actually put up on his timeline, you know what I mean? Like, yo, check this out at Maxi Limits Radio Show. You know what I mean? Obsidian versus Tony Maceo. You know what I mean? Because I was like, man, we get some pretty good numbers. And I didn't understand why, because Angry Man, you know, he did some righteous shit, man. He went ahead and he promoted the shit. And how do he get thanked? My nigga Vector on some petty shit, man. It's like, nigga, what's going on, man? You know what I'm saying? and I'm just saying this shit, man, because, like I said, cats through the years, man, we want live streams. We want live streams. We want live streams. I'm like, man, the live stream shit is just so chock full of just niggatry, man. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, like I said, I can fuck with it to a degree, but, you know, it disrupts my flow, man. You know what I mean? And in the end, I'm a cerebral cat, and I like to spit, and I like to learn shit, and I like to listen, and I like to learn. You know what I mean? And to me, the live stream shit just kind of takes away from that, man. I don't know. What's your thoughts on the situation and what had transpired and the whole concept of live streaming?
I think that it's no doubt that shouldn't have been. We shouldn't have been. If he had an issue with him, I think that's something that they should have worked out. Mm-hmm. Or they should have resolved. I don't think he definitely shouldn't have blocked that man. I mean, you can't do that. Especially when he's, you know, promoted. He's promoting the debate. He's mm-hmm. promoting the debate. So why would he be blocked? Right. You understand?
Yeah.
So that shit, yeah, was that petty? Yeah, that was petty. Dang. The live streaming shit, I can do the live streaming, but I can't do it in the format. I can't do the format that they want to see. I don't have the patience. Like, sometimes I can get on there, and even if I, and some people say, oh, you can't, you don't want people on there that you disagree with. I can have people on there that I disagree with, as long as the disagreement is entertaining and is halfway civil.
Okay.
If you're going to get 10, 11 niggas on the live stream, and everybody screaming, and everybody, you know, hollering, and, you know, you can't get no order in that shit, and it just instantly descends into niggatry. You know, I can't do that shit. I can't do it. It's only so much niggatry that I can deal with at a particular time. I'm not into that.
Right,
But I could do spirited debate. Mm-hmm. You know, I can do, you know, heated debates.
Right.
But the just random niggardry, you know, now we getting into all, we just getting into some juvenile shit. It ain't even about the subject no more. You're just trying to flex now. You're trying to prove a point now. So, nah, I can't, you know, I can do live streams. I have no problem with live streams, but that shit, that there has to be some rules and regulations. Mm-hmm. You can't just let shit go on.
Right.
You understand? You can have an entertaining, spirited, and heated debate without massive niggardry. You need a little bit of niggardry to make it work.
Right.
But to make it entertaining, you need a little bit of niggardry to make it entertaining, but massive amounts of niggardry and just, you know, screaming and yelling and all that shit, I mean, nah, that don't.
Well,
I can't do no shit like that.
Well, check this out. This is my public formal apology to Angry Man. You know, thank you for promoting the live stream, bro, and sorry that you was mistreated. Because to this day, I have not been given a valid reason why you was blocked. And it's obvious because my nigga Vector is a petty ass nigga. You know, Vector to this day still has not given me a reason, man. You know what I'm saying? And then niggas are saying, why ain't you, you know, man, these niggas, boy, is female as fuck, man. You know, because they noticed that Vector still had his wrench. You need to take his wrench. I would take it. I'm like, well, I'm not taking his wrench. You know what I'm saying? Vector is going to keep his fucking wrench. And then motherfuckers mad because I let him keep the wrench and shit. But like I said, I went ahead and I hollered at Angry Man and said, if you come back to the spot, you know, we're going to alleviate this bullshit of you getting just, you know, mistreated because you're going to get a wrench too. You know what I'm saying? So we won't have that bullshit popping off, man. So
I fucks with Angry Man.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, some little minor disagreements in the past, but it was minor. It was nothing major.
Mm-hmm.
I've even contributed to his show, not on a continuing basis, but I've contributed to his show once or twice. And I think he's necessary. I think he's probably the more balanced, one of the more balanced YouTubers that I've seen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Angry, he can give you a taste of the intellect, and he can give you a taste of the street shit. He's probably one of the more balanced ones, and his, you know, he's a centered fellow. He's not out of whack, and you know, I can rock with that. You know, Angry Man to me is he's an OG, and I respect any nigga doing anything that is trailblazing.
Mm-hmm.
I always respect a nigga that's doing something that's trailblazing, and you got to give it to him. He's a trailblazer. You may not always agree with it, but he's a trailblazer. Mm-hmm. So, I went over that afterwards. You know, tried to know, look, dog, we didn't know nothing about that. But then, of course, you had the niggas, and you know, I'm sure you got the nigga email. Ah, why you kissing his ass? You know, his baby. Niggas just want to see a fight a lot of times. They just want to see people fighting. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's like, you know, when you may be having a discussion with somebody about something, and then the discussion gets kind of spirited. Mm-hmm. And then niggas, you know, when we were kids, we would be arguing about little silly shit, and then one nigga would push a nigga into the other one so that they could start fighting.
Mm-hmm.
Because they wanted to see somebody scrapping. That's what this is. Niggas love nigga shit. But then they turn around and start talking about black unity. Always want to get a fight started, but the next thing you know, they talking about unity and being together.
Being on code.
And they constantly want to see niggas beefing. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So now I'm not going to beef against nobody, you know, without provocation. I'm not going to beef. You know, I'm not going to get in no fight or be no bully just because a motherfucker want to see it.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? You want to fight, nigga? Watch MMA. UFC if you want to see a fight. See what I'm saying? But don't get me wrong, I will grill a motherfucker, but you know, we don't do that shit without provocation. I don't just go out looking for fights. I'm not a rah-rah dude.
Right.
So Angry Man, you know, again, I didn't watch the chat, but that should not have happened. That shit shouldn't have happened.
Right.
You understand? That shit shouldn't have happened. and whatever personal issue he had with him, he should have addressed that with him and left that with him.
Mm-hmm.
Left that there. Don't do that here, man. Don't. And Vector is my boy too, because again, he's been, you know, he's been down since day one.
Right.
So, you know, I've always got love for him, but just don't do that here, my man. Just don't do that here.
Okay, yeah, let me give, you know, I guess this is a good way to let cats know who I fuck with on YouTube, because cats always want to, like, ask me questions, like, who do I listen to, you know what I mean, mostly on YouTube. So I think it's like, I think maybe it's five now. It's like O'Shea, Angry Man, Obsidian, C Boogie, and ARC. It's those five, you know, every now and then. You know what I mean? Shit, yeah. So it's those. So anybody want to know? They're repeatedly asking me that shit through the years. Like I say, C Boogie, ARC, Obsidian, Angry Man, and shit, ARC. Fuck, I don't know. Did I repeat that? Yeah.
O'Shea.
Yeah, O'Shea. Yeah. So it's basically those five, man. You know what I mean? So once again, man. You know, I'm not about to beef with cats that I'm in full total agreement with, that I listen to on a regular basis and donate to on a regular basis, nigga. It's like, nigga, what? Okay. Shit, man. So, you ready to move on to the next topic?
Next topic, brother.
Next topic, man. Okay.